Claridon scribbled on the pad, then wrote his completed translation across the bottom. Et in Arcadia ego. And in Arcadia, I, Malone said, translating the Latin. That makes no sense.
Precisely, Claridon noted. Which would lead one to conclude that the worlds are concealing something else.
Malone understood. An anagram?
Quite common in Bigu's time.
What about the words in the center?
Claridon jotted them onto the pad. Redis, regis, celis, archis.
Redis means to give back, to restore something previously taken, but it's also Latin for ren. Regis derives from rex, which is king. Cella refers to a storeroom. Archis stems from aux, a stronghold, fortress, citadel. A lot can be made of each, but together they make no sense. Then there's the arrow that connects PS at the top with precum. I have no idea what the PS means. The precum translates as pray to come.
What is that symbol at the bottom? Stephanie asked. Looks like an octopus.
A spider, madam, but its significance escapes me.
What about the other stone? Malone asked.
The left one stood upright over the grave and was the most visible. Remember, Bigu served Marie Dopoul for many years. He was extraordinarily loyal to her and took 2 years to produce this headstone. Yet almost every line in it contains an error. Masons of that day were prone to mistakes, but this many? No way the Abbé would have allowed them to remain.
So the errors are part of the message? Malone asked.
It would seem. Look here. Her name is wrong. She was not Marie de Nègre d'Arles, Dame d'Opoul. She was Marie de Nègre d'Able d'Opoul. Many of the other words are also truncated. Letters are raised and dropped for no reason. But look at the date.
Malone studied the Roman numerals. MDCOLXXXI.
Supposedly her date of death, 1681. And that's discounting the O, since there is no zero in the Roman numeral system, and no number was denoted by the letter O. Yet here it is. And Marie died in 1781, not 1681. Is the O there to make clear that Bigu knew the date was wrong? And her age is wrong too. She was 68, not 67, as noted when she died.
Malone pointed to the sketch of the right stone and the Roman numerals in the bottom corner. LIX, LIX, L. 50, 9, 50, 9, 50.
Most peculiar, Claridon said.
Malone glanced back at the lithograph.
I don't see where this painting figures in.
It's a puzzle, monsieur, one that has no easy solution. But the answer is something I'd like to know. A deep male voice said out of the darkness.